Afternoon. You probably know us a little, know us by spray hoods and such, broadcast and row crop. We do those too. But 3 or 4 years ago, we started looking at the amount of what was the next thing that might come to be probably the most important thing for us, and it was water in our mind. So what we set out to do then was to look at how do we retain water, either rain or irrigation, and how do we get it in subsurface as quick as possible. So the idea is to row crops, is to whatever drop of water we get from Mother Nature, is to wherever it falls, we try to keep it right in that square foot. It's kind of like, I think as the past years, we've tried to feed the every seed kernel, cotton kernel, make it perfect for each kernel of seed, but I don't think we've really done anything for water other than irrigation. So I'm just going to go through a number of slides and stuff over the 10 minutes. And this one here, some of the key words, infiltration to me is the most key. So it's how fast can I get the water to go below the surface of the soil so that it doesn't move around in the field or run off. This slide here came from, I'm from Minnesota, so our climate's a little bit different. Crops we raise are different, but it's still water in general. But this here slide was important to me. It was from a year ago presentation at the Plant Food Show up there. And what I'm looking at mostly here is the peaks up there in Minnesota. After we plant, the highest rainfalls is May in that time frame. The highest drainage off of the drainage tile at the same time, and the highest usage for the corn plants about the same time. Corn, a couple key things. 1 inch of rainfall, I never really looked at this, is about 27,000 gallons, but the key to me was 85% of the corn acres is watered by rainfall. Cotton, about 64%. It gets all of our water from rainfall. So the tillage is designed to run between the rows to create depressions in the ground, which creates a profile where better infiltration and permeation of the soil, just allowing the water to stay where it falls. And along with that, aeration and different things, just like your golf courses, your lawns, etc. So we started in 13. This here is our first unit. And basically it's row units, just like we did with our row crop hoods. And so we started out with like a paddle. And so you see up here, it looks like the rumble strip off the edge of the highway. And what we found there, we were collecting water and such, but we were not getting any aeration or able to hold enough water. So it was doing, and then the unit, as you went through the field, it would go, as you would envision, it would go thump, thump, thump through the field. So it wasn't, it did not run smooth. Then we went to a blade, which you would look like down here. I think it's your dust fighter or a rotary hoe. And so that's where we've ended up at. This was back in 15. We did just a little test on our own. It wasn't really documented or anything like that. But when we added a little extra nitrogen and did the roller in 15, we had about a 30 bushel yield increase on my field there. But it wasn't replicated or anything like that. So the unit, what it looks like is basically a single unit, two moving parts, two bearings, suspension up here like a henchin that's in your trailers, a drum basically that with replaceable teeth. And the teeth are cast iron and basically 10 inches long. And there's five on the diameter of the drum as it goes around. So when the drum comes around, you're traveling forward, the blade goes almost straight down in the ground. And then it's at a 15-degree pitch. So as the faster you go, the more it just rips the ground, et cetera. Different sizes for different row widths, 1 tooth, 2 tooth, 3 tooth. What we're looking at doing is single row units so farmers can put them on their own bar, just like we did at the beginning of the row crop hoods. And then we're building bars up to 40 feet. Let's see. I got the mouse right here. Well, there it is. Okay. So you can see here, it's just going slow motion right here, going slow, but the teeth are just in the ground, moving the dirt, and just going through the field, basically. Now, our ground up there is more organic matter than down here. And if you're driving it on concrete, it's not going to grow in the ground as deep as it would in a little bit looser soil. Is there just a slow motion going by the side as you see the knife go in the ground? And this one here, we're just another slow motion just to give you an idea of what we're doing or how it's working. I kind of thought a picture might do more than what I could actually say, so. And then a before and after. And here what we're trying to illustrate, we didn't find any good way to... There it is. Okay. To illustrate the infiltration, so what we did is just took a gallon jug, filled it half full, and basically in...
This is the same field.
I'll get this figured out here yet. I think. So anyway, he's trying to cut off the voice, but he's going to dump the jug in it. It's going to cover about a 3-foot path and about 8 inches long. And then when you go to where we've tilled, basically you'll end up with, a much, much smaller area, basically right here. So it's about 1/8 the surface area, and the water just drains in, goes in the wrong water, the ground much faster. Here, what we're trying to do is when, what happened when you dump water here like that, you'll see water coming in the cavities down below where we've dug them out. And so you'll see water that's moving laterally about 4 or 5 inches deep, either following the roots in the ground, or basically what happens when you go through real fast is it's lifting the ground and dropping it back down, so it fractures it. And really what we're trying to do is all those wheel tracks that we put in the ground on the corn planters, we're trying to take them all out so we get rid of that compaction in the top 8 inches. What we found 3 months later, basically, it did almost the same thing. So basically the soil kept the texture. We had had 15 inches of rain from July through harvest, and basically we were getting still the same, pretty close to the same infiltration rate. Here was just another example. We were pouring water here, and when we dug 6-7 inches away, the water would go vertically down and come out along the bottom. So basically what we're looking at is the idea of retaining water, whatever you get, whether it's from irrigation, basically down here in your aquifer where you're pumping water out, if we can conserve 1 inch of water, how much less water do we have to pull out of the aquifer? And basically, this year when we did our test, with that 15 inches of rain, we really didn't see a yield advantage. But in Minnesota, our governor, we're starting to put buffers along the edge of the field, so when you look at runoff, just letting water move and taking your fertilizer, those kind of things, the economics that are lost, letting the water go in from one part of the field to a low spot where we have maybe drainage tile or a ditch where it just runs off and such. So there's a lot of benefits relative to, I think the biggest one is just retaining the water and basically helping to have clean water when we look at the Gulf and the Great Lakes and etc. And I think that was a bit about it. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.